In the name of the Father and the Son, Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. In the Gospel of this blessed Sunday, the third Sunday of the month of Ba'una, we hear the Lord speaking how every city or house divided against itself will not stand. And division is one of the major threats that endanger our household, our churches, and our being as well. Division can take many forms and patterns, and we can look at it and we can describe it in many ways. The problem with division is that sometimes we do not see that there is a division. We can live with it. Sometimes we are reconciled in our hearts with many forms of division. And the Lord says that if we go like this, we are going to be close to be desolate, to destruction. So what are the patterns of division that can endanger man's heart? And what are the problems with a divided heart? The first form of division is faltering between two opinions. This is what Elijah the prophet rebuked the people of Israel when he confronted the priests of Baal on the Mount Carmel. He said to them, "How long will you falter between two opinions? If the Lord is God, follow him, but if Baal, follow him." Let us try to make an illustration of how these divisions look like. The first kind of division is man, imagine every one of us has a heart, and out of this heart comes actions. So this person actually is so much taken with a black filled heart sometime, and sometimes he go into the other way, and then his heart is full of goodness towards others. This person is sometimes in the church, willing to serve, coming to take communion, so eager and very sincere in trying to help each one for a few weeks, and then he disappears. Don't see him anymore, and he moves into the other extreme. And he keeps on going like this. People were worshiping God with sincerity of heart. They were crying before God and asking for forgiveness, vowing to only worship and obey the only God. And then totally, they move into another pattern where they go and worship Baal and build for themselves a golden calf and worship this thing that they made with their own hands. We look at the people of Israel and wonder how any people can go like this with this kind of division. They move from extreme to extreme, from worshiping God into worshiping Baal. I'm afraid that some of us are still in this stage, where they are faltering between two opinions, totally given into God and totally given into immorality and living away from Him. This is the first pattern of division. The second pattern of division is division inside the heart itself, trying to combine darkness and light in the same place. Also, again, go back into the illustration of the heart. The first kind is a heart that's black for some time and white for some time. The second kind of heart is the heart that is divided from inside, trying to combine blackness and whiteness in the same place, darkness and light in the same place. St. Paul rebukes the people of Corinth about this attempts when he says to them, "For what fellowship has righteousness with lawlessness? And what communion has light with darkness? And what accord has Christ with Belial?" The best example from the scripture is the example of Ananias and Sapphira in Acts chapter 5. This husband and his wife, they came to the knowledge of the true God, but their heart was divided between the love of money, and also they want to be accepted in the new church by doing what everyone is doing. So they went voluntarily and sold their land. No one asked them to do this, but they wanted to be like everyone else and look like charitable people who are coming forward to serve and dedicate everything to the church of God. Because they still their heart were divided, then they kept some of the money and they went to the apostles with the claim that we have sold everything and now we are bringing this to you. If they do not sell the money at all, they are not mistaken. If they do not sell the land at all, they are not mistaken. If they sold the land and kept some and went to the church saying that this is part of the land that we had and we sold it and this is what we want to give, they are not mistaken. But the problem is, I want to combine both through a lie to God and His people and to the Holy Spirit. I wanted to gain praise from the apostles, and meanwhile, I want to still keep the money. This is a very dangerous kind of division. Where my heart is divided, I have two masters, and I live this double life, loving God and loving money and whatever this second God might be, and I am okay with it. I have no problem with this kind of division. This pattern is okay with me. This is another kind of division, combining light and darkness in the same place. Coming Sunday morning to the church, maybe serving in it, and going the whole week doing something else. And I am okay with it. I am not even troubled when I do what I know that I cannot do it before other people whom they are aware of whom I am. This is something that's really, this kind of division is a very scary one when we get caught into it. The third pattern of division is the division between the heart and the outside. As we said, every one of us, the illustration is a heart and then outward appearance of what we do. In this kind of division, the whole heart is black, but the person is claiming another image from the outside. This is the image of a mask of white deeds, but meanwhile the heart is full of wickedness and evil. The best example is the example of the Pharisees, who filled Israel with their teachings, explaining everything in the scripture, asking the people what to do, what not to do, how many foot they should walk on Saturday, what they are allowed to do and what they are not allowed to do. But meanwhile, their heart never, never come to the knowledge of God or truly to worship Him and honor Him. The Lord says, either make the tree good and its fruit good, or else make the tree bad and its fruit bad, for a tree is known by its fruit. Even the Lord is recommending, make the tree bad, it's okay, but at least come forward and live one life. Come with one tree at a time. The heart is the same like outside. This one is the most dangerous pattern of division. Why? Because this kind of division makes the person feels like, I am okay, I am praised by others. The Pharisees were held in high honor among the people. Everyone looked at them as teachers. They followed what they said, but those people were the farthest from doing what they are preaching. This kind of pattern of division is the one that makes the people go all of their lives, they feel they are okay, simply because they get impression about themselves from others. The more people speak good about them, the more they feel are okay. But the heart is full of evil, and there is nothing that triggers them to change. I do not need to confess. Everyone speaks of me as a holy person. I do not need to look inside and clean anything. I am praised and accepted, and everyone is regarding me. Why I should make any attempt to change? Everything is okay. That's why the Lord said to the people of Israel, whatever those people, the Pharisees, are saying, follow what they say, but don't do like them. Their deeds were exactly reflecting their hearts. Their heart was in a form, and their outward appearance was another form, a temptation and a division that would lead eventually to self-destruction. The fourth division is the pattern of a new practice with an old mind. What do I mean by this? This is the example of Simon the sorcerer. The story about this man is in Acts chapter 8. This man was a sorcerer. He used to gain money through doing something that's get the attention of the people. He impresses them with this gift or talent or whatever we call it. So when he come to the knowledge of the true God and he became Christian. Yes, now he moved to the other camp, but still he kept the old mind in the form of that he wanted to buy the gift of the Holy Spirit with money. When he saw that through the laying of the hands of the apostles, the Holy Spirit come upon the believers, he wanted to get this for himself. He offered money to Saint Peter and Saint John. Saint Peter rebuked him harshly and said to him, keep your money for yourself and for destruction as well. This is the example of the new wine in the old wine skin. The new wine in the old wine skin. The Lord spoke about this in the Gospel of Saint Mark when he said, and no one puts new wine into old wine skins, or else the new wine bursts the wine skins, and the wine is spilled, and the wine skins are ruined. But new wine must be put into new wine skins. Let us get an application for this. I used to live my life away from God, and then I acquired certain kind of attitude, how I deal with others. Then I came to the church, and by time I find myself that I want to be here, I want to serve. I came forward with willingness that I want to dedicate and serve inside the church. But I never forsook what I came with. My old temper is still there. The evil that I used to practice outside is still there. But now I am coming in the church. So what happened? I live with the old attitude, but inside the church and the service. For example, I used to deal with people with cruelty before. I came to the church and then I joined the service, but the cruelty is still there. So I call it another name. I call it a holy zeal. When I deal with people without any regard to their feelings, then I call this another name. This is the new wine in the old wine skin, a division that happens when we are still taken into the old attitude, the old habits, but now we come to know God. It's really something that's confusing. When you see a person in the church and he is doing this and he has explanation for it, we all might be taken into this. This is also something that we need to search and see, and we purge out this kind of division. The fifth pattern of division is the double standards. What does this mean? The gospel of the Vespers last night, the Lord says, therefore, whatever you want men to do to you, do also to them, for this is the law and the prophets. We find this kind of division inside our household or inside the church sometimes. But I want everyone to deal with me with maximum sensitivity and regard to my feelings. I'm a very sensitive person. Every word should be very much weighted before it is said. But on the other hand, I can go insensitive to others. I deal with them in whatever I want. I am very attentive to what they say to me. But whenever it comes to me, this is the least I would care about. There is a double standards here, kind of division. From where you say that I want people to be considerate to me, and on the other hand, you do not want to be considerate to them as well. A story that was written in a memoir of one of the priests about the things that he used to witness, and he left it to us to learn from. Speaking about a man and his wife in the same house. And the man was so welcoming, for example, to his parents. Whenever they come, they can come at any time. He asks his wife to serve them at all time, be kind to them. When the wife came back and asked that she can invite her parents to come, then the man was objecting this. He had all kinds of excuses, and I can't afford it. I don't have the time. We cannot get them in. And the priest kept on talking about this pattern over and over and over, and how he tried to solve this, but he could not be able to make it. I want to be dealt with in a way, but meanwhile, I want to deal the way I like with other people, not thinking of what I am doing, but I am so much sensitive to what they are doing to me. It's a kind of division that we go with it and we do not notice that we are dealing this way with others. The Lord is giving us the golden rule. Therefore, whatever you want men to do to you, do also to them, for this is the law and the prophets. I'm very much attentive to what the church is doing to me. What am I doing to the church? I'm so much sensitive when I pray to God and He doesn't answer me. But I turn my face to Him all times. All times He calls upon me and I do not regard anything from His callings. At the meantime, the same time, I'm upset at God. Why He didn't answer my prayer when I asked it? From where? How? It's a division inside the heart. We come to the second point. What are the problems with a divided heart? The first problem is you cannot taste. There is no way we can go with a divided heart and we can taste God and His goodness. We cannot come to know what those people are telling us when they say that living with God is full of peace and joy. What are these kinds of the fruits of the Spirit that we hear about it? Why I cannot taste? There is no way going with a divided heart I can enjoy and taste whom God is. We come after this kind of division and practice without a spirit and all these kind of divisions, and we say that I did not enjoy God. I have been trying to pray and coming to the church, but I tried, it is not working. The second problem is a divided heart will never be able to grow. If I want to grow in my experience with God, I have to go with one heart. I have to try at least to acquire it. I will keep in the status where I am the same over and over and over and over. I live with it to the end of my days. What I used to do, I will keep on doing. There is no motive for me to change or to grow or to become a better person. I am with whom I am. I'm living my own life and that's it. The third problem is offending others. Offending others when we preach what we do not believe, when we have something in heart and we do something outside. May the Lord to have mercy upon us, especially me as a priest and the servants who speak the words of truth to the people. How careful we should be when we are living our lives. How everyone is attentive to what we say and what we do. Not only as priests or as servants we have to watch, as parents, we say something to our children and then we do something else and they look to this division and say, where is the truth? What do you mean? Division inside the heart will not allow us to taste or to grow and we will be offense to others. What should be done? I have to sit with myself and examine my heart. And I ask God to examine my heart with me and to open before my eyes to see and to unite my heart in His fear. This is exactly what King David did. He spoke out of feeling of his division and out of weakness to correct himself. He said, "Teach me your way, O Lord. I will walk in your truth. Unite my heart to fear your name." This is what we ought to do every day. We ask Him to teach us His ways so we can walk in His commandment, and we ask Him to unite our hearts to fear Him. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.